And even though on the surface, the vision that Peter had involved Jewish dietary laws, Peter was going to discover that this vision wasn't supposed to be understood literally, because the vision was really not about food. The vision was about people. What God has made clean, you must not call profane. That was the lesson from the vision that was going to stick with Peter. And he made that clear when he arrived at Cornelius's house. That comes up later in the story. When he arrived there, Peter started by saying this thing that sounds really odd to us. He said, "You yourselves know that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with or visit Gentiles," which is a view, I must add, that scholars dispute. Maybe that was how Peter interpreted things, but that was not, according to scholars, Roman law, nor was it Jewish teaching, that somehow Jews and Gentiles had to live separate lives. Though it must be admitted that religion gets misused regularly as an excuse for personal prejudices. I mean, history is filled with the examples of Christianity being misused in that way, right up to the present day, with folks using Christianity in our times to justify persecution of Jews, oppression of people of color, denigration of folks who happen to be gay. To be clear, using Christianity to justify personal prejudices like these is fundamentally to misunderstand Jesus, because Jesus taught that all people are God's children and every human being deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, with care and compassion. And yet there was Peter, who was one of Jesus' most devoted followers, still thinking that there was a religious reason to avoid Gentiles, that is, to avoid anyone who was not a Jew, that is, to avoid anyone who was not just like him, anyone who was different. There was a religious reason, Peter still thought, to avoid them. But then Peter had that vision. And the vision made Peter change his mind. "God has shown me," Peter announced when he got to Cornelius' house, "that I should not call anyone profane or unclean." And while that's what Peter said, I imagine that he was still struggling with the idea. That is, during the whole episode, from the moment Cornelius' messengers arrived to that moment when he found himself standing in Cornelius' house, the house of this Roman army officer, the representative of this hated imperial power that occupied his country, I imagine the entire time Peter felt completely uncomfortable. Which is, of course, what God does all the time with people. God has this tendency to make us feel uncomfortable. Indeed, it might be the most characteristic part of knowing that something that you think you should do is something that God is asking you to do. It's a way to know that God is asking you to do it, and it's not just your own subconscious that's prompting you. God almost always takes us beyond our comfort zone, challenging us to show compassion for people who are not like us, for people who are different than we are. That's something folks here at Central do all the time. Last week, Central folks spent time with homeless families here in this building, having dinner at those long church tables with the folding chairs, and sleeping on cots. As Deborah mentioned, Friday evening, when the wind was howling outside, some Central folks went into New York City to bring food and spend time with folks living on the streets in Manhattan. Tuesday, Central will welcome, as it has for decades, impoverished kids from Elizabethport for a night of tutoring. All of these interactions require folks to step outside their comfort zones, interacting with people who, in many ways, are not like them, whose life courses have been different than theirs. But it goes farther than that. It's even more pervasive than that. I keep on hearing in the news reports about how polarized people are in our country these days. Polarized over politics, polarized over views on certain issues, polarized by their race, by their economic position, by the place they went to college, by the place they came from. Polarized, polarized. Indeed, folks will talk about studies that show that we have a tendency to interact increasingly only with those whose opinions are the same as our own, nursing dark suspicions about those with whom we disagree, even moving to live in places where we're more likely to be neighbors with people who are just like us. But that's not what church is. At least that's not what a church like Central is. Here at Central, it is no accident that we welcome Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, New Yorkers and Californians, people from the Midwest and the South and all around the globe. It's no accident. And if that diversity makes us feel uncomfortable sometimes, makes us feel like we need to watch what we're saying, good. God has us exactly where God wants us to be here in this church, namely beyond our comfort zone. Because that's where God can use us to make a difference in this world. And if you wonder how that can ever make a difference in this world, how simply going to church with people who are different than we are can actually make a difference in the world, well, let me tell you. Churches like Central might be one of the few places left where people can learn through experience the power of compassion for all, where they can come up close and see how God's love is the strongest force in the world. These are the places where we can learn in this polarized, angry world that in the end, only kindness matters.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless.
we are God's hands, God's eyes, God's heart. Martin Luther King Jr. is quoted as having said, "We may all have come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." And that's really true. And the world is desperate for some folks somewhere who refuse to give up and give in to the fear of the other. But who will join hands, brothers and sisters, precious children of God, each and every one, with the courage to reach beyond our comfort zones. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.